Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sabbath day, July the 23rd. Saturday, July the 23rd of 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to wrap up the series entitled Beyond the Veil, where we're talking about how to move on past this flesh, because you are the veil. The thing that limits you from expressing you is you to use as a spiritual you and then as a biological or physical you. Now, I was watching the movie Concussion earlier today, and I was thinking about how a doctor from Nigeria who knows nothing about the NFL, nothing. If you've never seen the movie, I see why I didn't do very well at the box office. No, I played football all my life since I was a little kid. And in the movie, this guy takes on the NFL, and they basically destroyed him. But the thing that made him invincible was his ignorance of the NFL. And let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because this is very important as we wrap this up and we're moving forward. We're living in a day and a time where knowledge is increasing. In the scriptures, it talks about in the book of Daniel, I forgot the exact chapter, where it says that in the end times, knowledge will increase. So this knowledge that is increasing in Daniel, I know it's chapter 12. Let me look it up, man. I don't want to do that. No, and the reason why this is so important, because everything that I do, I'm not qualified to do. Let me make sure you understand why. In the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, it talks about Michael's deliverance at the end times. And in the book of Daniel, it's a prophetic book like the book of Revelation. And in fact, let's read Daniel chapter 12. Let's start with verse 1. It says, "Now at that time, Michael, the great prince who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise." We're talking about what's going on today. We're talking about what's going on in my life. I'm talking about what's going on in your life. And I'm talking about the place where you are at in your life right now. And the place where you are at today, not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, you are at a place in your life where your life must be by the Spirit. In the book of Galatians, We have to get past the veil, brothers and sisters. This is a plea for you and for me to do what it says in Galatians chapter 5 when it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. You can have Christ, my brothers. You can have purpose. You can have the person. You can have the place. And you can have the position. But you will be of no effect. You will have no power because you're circumcised. That means you brought into the system. You brought the pattern of this world like I've done. And as I was watching the movie, The Concussion, this Nigerian doctor that took on, I'm thinking about Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, who's also Nigerian, and he just came out with the grand, you know, with God's almighty grand unification theorem. And I'm thinking about how Harvard and Yale, President Bill Clinton, everybody commissioned, nobody knows about Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, like nobody knows about this Nigerian. I played football all my life. I knew nothing of Mike Webster's death, Dave Durson, Andre Waters, all these great NFL players who committed suicide because of concussion. I know the thing that stopped me, I played football all the way up until I was in my mid-30s, semi-pro football. The reason I stopped playing football was I had a severe concussion. And I was out for 7 days. I was throwing up. The whole room was spinning. I couldn't open my eyes. And I thought, and it's now has been proven that what actually happens to the brain when you have a concussion. That's why I stopped playing football. I had no idea that it leads to severe depression. And it violates the blood-brain barrier. It's basically how Lucifer can get in your head. Because when you get hit playing football, it's like having a car wreck. And the reason why I'm bringing that up, brothers and sisters, is because this life that we live in, every time you go out into the world, it's like having a spiritual car wreck. Every time you do that, you are crossing the veil. The veil was rent in an instant, revealing the holy place. When Yahushua died, he went down and he destroyed the veil. You and I put it back in place. Because we entangle ourselves with the cares of this world. We're not led by the spirit. We're led by our flesh. We do things because of our flesh. We indulge. I indulge because I am led astray by the lust of my own flesh. And I'm crucifying Christ anew. See, it says, brothers, in Galatians 5:13, it says, you, my brothers and sisters, you are called to be free. I'm telling you right now, brothers, sisters, you're called to be free, but you're not free because you're entangled in the cares of this world because of the veil. And the veil must be rent. It must be removed. It must be destroyed because Yahushua already destroyed it, but we keep re-putting it up. We need to stand firm, like it says in Galatians chapter 5, because we've been called to be free. But then it says in Galatians 5:13, do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another humbly in love. How do you pierce the veil, my brothers? How do you pierce the veil, my sisters? You pierce the veil by using your freedom, using your gifts, using your skills, using your talents, using your time, using your money, use your ego, use your flesh, use your breath, use every thing that you have at your disposal to exalt someone else. Don't use your freedom to indulge in the lust of the flesh. Rather, use your freedom to serve someone else in love. Galatians 5:14 says, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment. We talk about a lot of stuff on these shows, I do. There's a lot of information in the world out there. We could talk about what ISIS, we could talk about the Nephilim, we could talk about flat earth, We're going to talk about your blood type. Is your God type? We can talk about the, again, exercise, is exorcism. We can talk about the Elohim deception. We can talk about whether his name is Yahuwah or whether his name is Yahushua or whether his name is Jesus. We could talk about a lot of stuff because there's going to be an increase of knowledge. But we must understand that it's a trick. I fell for it. That's why I'm here. Like in the movie Concussion, somebody from outside of the United States of America had to come into the United States of America and destroy the National Football League by exposing the danger of American football. I know nothing about the stuff I talk about. I've never, how do I know? How does the night, now in the movie Concussion, you have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't seen it. And when you watch the movie Concussion, think about spiritually. What in the world, why would a Nigerian pathologist be interested in a game of football that they don't play in this country? The dude in the movie didn't even own a TV, never watched a football game. He knew nothing of the sport, nothing, and yet he destroyed the sport. The things I talk about, I know nothing of it. How am I able to speak on it? The way that you know that you are in your gift is because you are inept. That means you're doing something that you have no clue. I walk by faith every day. I talk about issues that I know nothing of. But I speak with authority because why? The same way in the movie Concussion, the guy had science to back up his belief. And I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Yeah, I don't have a bunch of PhDs behind my name. I don't have no fancy Harvard education. I don't live in no big house. I don't have four BMWs in my driveway. I'm not 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes. But the one thing that I have, brothers and sisters, is a personal, private, productive relationship that pierces the veil. And the way that I do that is I serve humbly in love. Just like it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. This self-gratification, this promotion of yourself. Now, I know you're doing what I did. You're labeling it and you're saying, you know, the reason that you do stuff is because, you know, you're doing it for the betterment of other people, but yet you take all of the fruit. I worked three jobs, and I took all of the money from them three jobs, and I went out and invested it in multi-level marketing scams, and that didn't work, and I lost everything. Why do you think I was married for 25 years? And the marriage failed because I wasn't in it. So I know that you brothers, especially men, I know you rationalize and you say, well, I'm going out to do this for my family. I'm going out, you know, to do this for, I know you're going to justify your behavior. I do the same thing. We all do. But let me ask you one question, brother. The things that you're doing right now today, who is it benefiting? All that time you spend at the gym, all that money you spend doing this, all that money and time and energy you spend, who is it benefiting? The scripture says you have freedom. You got free will. You can choose to listen to me or you can disconnect right now. You got free will. You can take your money. You can spend it. You don't have to listen to my series I got coming up on infidelity. You don't have to listen to the series I got coming up on the Elohim fraud. You don't got to listen to this show. You got free will. You can turn it off anytime you want. You got freedom. But are you using your freedom to indulge in the lust of the flesh? Or are you using your freedom to serve other people in love? Because if you want to know the true gospel, if you want to know the truth, not a version of it. Galatians 5:14 tells you the entire law is fulfilled. It didn't say that it is the law. It says it is fulfilled. Now, let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, because this, we got to go past this freaking veil. We are still living in the flesh while we think we're walking in the spirit. I've been lied to. You've been lied to. Billy Graham, my mentor. Oh, man. Miles Monroe taught me everything. Died in a plane crash, him and his family. He's not here. Miles Monroe, where did he graduate from? Oral Roberts University. Billy Graham, Oral Roberts University. Jerry Falwell, Shuler. How did Miles Monroe become a multimillionaire? How did my boy who wrote Rick Warren, Purpose Driven Life? What about my boy Joel Osteen down in Houston? What about Benny Hinn? What about Creflo Dollar? What about T.D. Jakes? We preach the same message. Why are they where they are, and why nobody's never heard of me? How T.D. Jakes maybe have 10 books? I got 50. Joel Osteen got 3 books. Oprah Winfrey don't even have as many books as I do. Why are they household? How did Billy Graham become the president's pastor? Now, I just posted the video on Facebook. I hope you watched it. You know who Billy Graham's father is, was? You know who Miles Monroe's father is, was? No disrespect. Joel Osteen. Do you know even the murders that are going on right now? You know, the fathers of the black men that are being killed, their fathers are all Masons, high-ranking Masons, not all, most. I'm asking you to look past the veil. Look past what you see. What is being presented to you is an illusion, is a lie. What I've been presented to, what I've been brought, what I brought was a lie. Now, no disrespect, but anybody that comes teaching purpose without the person can't have purpose. It does you no good to know who you are if you don't know whose you are. I say it all the time, but I don't say it enough. Because what I say can be construed, or what I say can be taken as the same thing as what Dr. Miles Monroe says, or the same thing as what Rick Warren says, or the same thing as what Creflo Dollar says, or the same thing as what Joel Osteen says. I don't do self-help. There is no self. I'm not into no self-improvement. I've been there. I spent 20 years, and it destroyed my life, and it destroyed my marriage. Because the devil is not stupid. He's transformed himself into an angel of light. He is the gospel. And if you can't see it, it's because you are behind the veil. You have to be able to see in the dark. You stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. And just like this dude comes from Nigeria, knows nothing about American football, never seen American football, but he knew that the American football is dangerous at its current state. Now, they make an improvement. They're trying to cut down on the number of headshots and all of this stuff. That's great. But we got to be able to see. I'm just using that as an example for something way bigger than football. This is your eternity. This is your destiny. Where you spend eternity depends upon how you use your freedom on earth. You have freedom, but your freedom is not for you to indulge in the lust of the flesh. Why are you drinking? Why are you smoking? Why are you partying? Why are you sleeping around? Why are you doing all of this stuff that I've been doing? Why am I doing this instead of serving somebody in love? Because there's no self-benefit in it. See, the entire law is fulfilled. And that word fulfilled, brothers and sisters, is a dangerous word, as we talked about on yesterday's show. So let's go back one more time, and let's look at Galatians chapter 5. So in Galatians chapter 5, we see something that's very profound, very shocking, if you will. And now, again, I've been reading in the New International Version, but it says that Galatians 5:13, or 5:14, I'm sorry, Galatians 5:14 in the King James reads like this: for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Galatians 5:14. So everything is fulfilled in that one word, or in that one statement. And what is that one statement? Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, as we talked about on yesterday's show, the definition, again, according to the Greek, of that word fulfilled.
Strong's G 4137, pleirao. Pleirao.
P plerao means to make full. It means to cause to flourish. So if you want to flourish, it means to be liberated. It means to render full or complete. It means to consummate something. It means to make something complete, to bring something or to carry something to its completion, to render something perfect. So if you want to, again, render something perfect, it says that when you serve one another humbly in love, the entire law is rendered perfect. Don't try to keep the law. Try to love somebody besides yourself. Let me say that again. We're focusing on doing what's right. You never, as I've talked before, I never teach nor preach nor try to get people to do righteousness because I don't have it. So stop trying to be right or trying to be wrong. Everybody wants to be right. You can be right and you can still die in your sins. It's not about being right. It's about being in love. See, Yahushua doesn't even address what you do. He addresses how you feel because how you feel determines what you do. So if you do things that you love, or if you feel love, you're going to do things that you love. So it's all about love. He says to love your neighbor as yourself. He says if you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So whatever you do happens to you. You bring about what you think about. So the whole law is made complete. The entire law is fulfilled in keeping one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. So to go past yourself, love someone else. But you love can't be fake. See, I wasn't interested in love. I was interested in knowledge. So Daniel, let's go back to the book of Daniel. We just read Galatians. Now, we're talking about going past the veil, which is you, which is your flesh. How do I get past my flesh? I have urges, just like everybody else. So how do I get past those urges to keep from self-destructing? Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Now at that time, Michael, the great prince, who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise. And there will be a time of distress such as never occupied since there was a nation until that time. And at that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book will be rescued. Verse 2, Daniel 12, verse 2, many of those who sleep in the dust of the ground will awake, those to everlasting life, but others to disgrace and everlasting contempt. Verse 3, those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven. And those who lead the many to righteousness, like the stars forever. Verse 4, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. We'll say it again. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Conceal these words, seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others were standing, one on this bank of the river and the other on the other bank of the river. So this is Michael talking about the end times, which are now. People have been saying that for years, that we're living in the end times. But what does that mean that we are living in end times? And what does it mean when it says, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time? Many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. Many people are going back and forth, meaning you're having a hard time making a decision. Where you are right now, one day you're for Yahushua, the next day you're for Lucifer. One day you like this girl, next day you like this girl. One day you like this job, next day you like this job. One day you want to wear this shirt. One day you like you don't want to wear this shirt. Many will go back and forth because of what? Because of what is in the air, because of the time, because of the change in the frequency, because of the rise in consciousness. Now, I may do a show that talks about all of the how the frequency of the earth is changing. Human resonance is at, what is it? I think it's 7.2 hertz. The earth has a frequency. It vibrates. The earth's frequency is changing. It's rising in consciousness. And so what that does is that changes your equilibrium, your spiritual equilibrium. So what am I saying? I am simply saying this, my brothers and sisters, that in the book of Daniel, it's talking about concealing up certain things and waiting until the end of time. And the way that you know that you're in the end of time, besides wars and rumors of wars and all the other stuff, pestilence, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the days at the end of time. What was in the days of Noah? Genetic manipulation. Excuse me, the Nephilim was on the earth. So, again, I'm going to break down the Mayan Nephilim, the Aztecs, the Incas, the different Nephilim that's on the earth and that was on the earth and that are coming back. Why? Because we're in the end of times. Does that mean tomorrow? Does that mean next year? No. It could be 20 years from now. It could be 30 years from now. Why? Because one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. So when you say that you're at the end of time, you could be talking about a 1,000-year span. So when people are saying that we've been in the end of time, it's not that they're necessarily lying, but they're talking about eternity. Because they remember, God is outside of time. So for you and me, what does that mean for you and me? That means that we got to live our life in the spirit. What does that mean? According to Galatians, as we just read, we need to love one another. In order for us to live above the law so that we are perfect, we need to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's how you pierce the veil. That's how you live again and walk in the spirit, according to Galatians 5, because if you walk in the spirit, you will not gratify the desires. You will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. That's the goal. That's the end game. That's the meal ticket. At the end of the day, Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. So you are spiritually free, brother. You are spiritually free, sister. But you're not supposed to use your freedom to indulge in the world, because friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because everything that we do indulges in the world. Everything. We watch TV. You go out to eat. You know, everything that we do makes us or indulges us in the world. So what do we got to do? We have to limit our exposure to the world. How do we do that? We withdraw ourselves and we spend time alone with God. What do you mean? Me, I like to listen to, you know, soundtracks from movies. I like to listen to praise and worship movies. I like to listen to like Ken Henry. Now, Ken Henry came, and again, like Miles Monroe, I personally met him. That's why I like to listen to people that I personally met, I personally talked to. I personally understand their spirit. Am I saying that they're any better than any other man? Absolutely not. Do you need music? Absolutely not. In fact, it's more of a distraction. The goal is for you to sit and meditate on the Word of God. That's how you walk in the spirit. You walk in the spirit because the brain, every person's brain, we didn't even talk about the heart. The brain has umpteen gazillion neurons in it and synapses. And again, you establish a neurological net. We call it a disposition. The church calls it a spirit. So you have the spirit of lust. You have a spirit of alcohol. You got a spirit of fear. You got a spirit of doubt. You got a spirit of, how do you develop it? Because you spend time with it. So I want a spirit of love. So that means I do, and I hang around, and I think love 24/7, 365, till I develop a neurological network, till I take all of the one umpteen billions of neurons inside of my brain, and I get them exposed to a certain frequency that is based upon love, and I take that frequency, and I let it go down, and it goes from my head, travel to 4 inches down to my heart. That is how I pierce the veil. We pierce the veil, my brothers and sisters, by not focusing on our problems, but thinking about our solutions. So you got bills. Don't think about the bills. Think about how God has provided a way for you to pay them. And you thank God for his provisions, and you thank God for the opportunity that he's given you. You see, my brothers and sisters, if the world promotes it, God destroys it. Everything that was promoted, everything that is promoted on earth has been demoted in heaven. Everything that is promoted terrestrially is demoted celestially. That is why, according to James chapter 4, verse 3, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. There is no one who is righteous, no, not one. So, brothers and sisters, let me simply close and end with this. We spent three shows talking about piercing the veil. The veil is you and your five senses and everything that you hold dear. The problem is not out there. The problem is in here. The thing that keeps you separated from God is the lust of your own heart, your desires. Every time you get a thought to do something, that is an expression. You want to express, expose, and expand yourself instead of expressing, exposing, and expanding God's will. Jesus, Yahushua, came, and he says, nowhere can I find what Yahushua came to do his own will. He's here to do the will of the Father. The enemy wants you to exert your will. And will in Greek means thylema. Thylema, there's a whole cult called a thylemic order of the golden dawn. Do as thy wilt is the number one thing of the Luciferians. So free will is the enemy. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is the veil. That's in the 4th of July or in your Declaration of Independence. Because when you declare independence, what you are doing, you're not declaring independence from Great Britain. You're declaring independence from God. The Declaration of Independence is a statement. When you pledge allegiance to the flag, what did you think you're doing? Have you ever looked at the definition of the word pledge and the word allegiance? When you pledge allegiance to the flag, you are dis-pledging your allegiance to the Father. But they don't tell you that. That is the veil. The veil is ignorance of truth, not a truth, but the truth. So your goal is to recognize it. I don't say anything about trying to defeat it, trying to destroy it. No. Just recognize it and do what? Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Don't debate people about the Ten Commandments. Don't debate people about race. Don't debate people about, you know, the name, whether it's Jesus or Yahushua. Don't debate people about Islam or Christianity. Don't debate people about the Christos. Don't debate people about none of this stuff because knowledge will increase. With an increase of knowledge is an increase of sorrow. The enemy wants you to get into knowledge. That's how he got me. All these books, all of these teachings, and all of this stuff, why? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Notice that good and evil is on the same tree. So I don't care what kind of knowledge you come. If you come with the knowledge of pornography, if you come with the knowledge of Christianity, it's still knowledge. What transcends knowledge? Love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. Paul says that the letter kills, but the spirit gives. Knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. So you can come with your knowledge. Yeah, I got 50 books. Yeah, I got 1,000 shows. I got a lot of knowledge. But how much love do I have? How much love do I have? Came to San Antonio and you walked across the street, and if you ask my neighbor, hey, what do you think about Brother Will? Thankfully, now I think my neighbors would give you a good report. 3-4 months ago, I lived in this house for almost 5 years. I had no idea who my neighbors were. Never took the time. I didn't care because they wouldn't put no money in my pocket. I only hung out with people who was putting money in my pocket. That dude, thankfully, I buried him about 3 months ago. It is my prayer, my brothers and my sisters, that you get to the point where you're able to see value in people, not money. We talked about that on a previous show. This next series that we got coming up deals with the family. We're starting off talking with the foundation of the family, and it is my prayer that everybody listening to this show, the cost is only $45 for the next series, starts on August the 1st. Please join me. There's one more pay-per-view show. That's a little, this one will be like, you know, 10 or 15 bucks, again, just for my time. And that's going to be the one on the Nephilim, or not the Nephilim, but the Elohim deception, or the Elohim fraud. So we got two shows coming up. One will be either, will be Saturday or Sunday. Day is Saturday. So tonight or tomorrow night, I will do the show on the Elohim. We'll take a break. I'm going on vacation with my family, so we're going to go to Florida, spend a little time hanging out with the family, and then I'll be back, and we'll start again on August the 1st with a very, very, very dangerous and powerful series on life after infidelity, where my wife, Brother Zach, and his wife will be on. Brother Zach and his wife, wow, they're a powerful testimony. I'll let them break it down for you. Me and my wife just got back together after, man, this past year, some very, very crazy stuff, and I want to share the honest truth. We're going to take the gloves off. If you're in a relationship, if you know somebody in a relationship and you want that relationship to work, if you're serious, especially men, I'm going to address the men. My wife going to address the ladies. Brother, Sister Nicole will address the ladies. But brothers, I'm going to take the gloves off and I'm going to tell you for real, man, we got to step up, men. Y'all can't, man. I got to step up. And this next series, we have to take the gloves off. We got to stop playing church, because you say that you want to be in a relationship, but you're doing everything to destroy it. How are you destroying it? Because your ego is so huge. Your wife is sitting down there trying to share something with you, and you think your way is the highway. You think your way is the best way. The biggest mistake I made in my life was not listening to my wife. You got somebody who lives with you, sleeps with you, washes your dirty underwear, and they have a suggestion, and you freaking blow it off. You don't even try it, but you say you love that person. We got to do better, brothers. But we're going to break all of this down starting on August the 1st. Again, just go to the, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I have it posted on Facebook. The cost of the marriage, the infidelity series is, I think, $45 as well. And then we'll get, after that, we'll start on the next series after that one, which is going to be very, very dangerous, because we're going to break down the true definition of family. With all of this stuff going on out there with the attack on the family, we've already talked about, again, faith. The next thing we're going to talk about is family. Then after family, we're going to deal with the smoking gun, which is finances, which is why I'm starting my Clarinomics 101 program. That starts on August the 1st as well. If you need information on that, again, one-on-one for the next year, we're going to be working together, because what is being promoted now is purpose without person. That is Luciferian. I don't promote that. I promote person, the place, and the position, the three P's. You can't have a position or purpose that's taking you to a place without the person. So there's a fine line between what I teach and what Dr. Miles Monroe teaches and Rick Warren and some of these other people teach. Now, no disrespect, I learned a lot from those brothers, but I am not leaving the person for my purpose, because the reason Yahushua came to do the will of his Father, not his own will. I'm not here to do my own purpose. I'm here to do the purpose of Yahushua. That is very important. You can't have purpose without the person. So you need to get the person first, and you need to understand that that person has a position for you inside of his kingdom. And that kingdom is why you are fulfilling your purpose. Without the three P's, one P does no good without the other two. And I've been talking about purpose so much that I think some people have forgotten my earlier shows. I need to make sure that that is crystal clear as we deal with Claronomics, which is true economics. Economics must be replaced by Claronomics. Economics is the household management of stuff. Claronomics is the household management of your soul, so that way you can love others. Brothers and sisters, again, join me on these fantastic shows that we've got coming up. And thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just.